Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Tony.
Were you a Monkees girl growing up?
I was.
Yeah.
Davy Jones was all that.
Yeah. Well, you're about like 8 foot inches taller than him. I didn't know he was only 5'3". I know he
yeah,
was a little
guy. Yeah, he was definitely a little guy.
Well, it's sad that he passed away at the age of 66. But a lot of our singers are kind of Justin Bieber's not a speck over 5'2". So let's talk a little bit of East Lansing education. This story kind of got buried because of the primary. I see they bumped you back to page 2A, but it's a pretty big deal out in East Lansing that the voters said no to that $53 million proposal. Tell us about it.
It is a big deal in East Lansing. What the school board had done was pass a resolution to close Red Cedar Elementary, which was very controversial. And then at the same meeting, they decided to go for a bond to renovate the remaining five elementary schools. Some people felt that $53 million was a lot to spend. They felt like they really wanted Red Cedar to stay open, and they hoped that if they did not pass the bond, that the school district might change its plans. And the plan also includes moving sixth graders to the middle school.
So, why do you think it failed?
You know what? I think economically, this is kind of a tough time, but there was a very organized movement of people who originally were supporters of the Red Cedar School and some who felt that it was economically not feasible, who kind of organized against the plan. One of the things about the plan, the district is losing bonding capacity, as all school districts are, because the bonding capacity is based on property tax values in the district. It's a five-year average, and so the five-year averages are including more and more of these recent lean years that we have had as far as housing is concerned. So the district will not have another chance to come back for $53 million. If they come back in the fall, their maximum is about $34 million. If they come back in the spring, it's less than that.
So what happens next?
The superintendent says that we are going to take a deep breath and sit back and then see if everyone in the community can come to a plan that everyone can accept. Right now, however, that the plans have not changed to move sixth graders to the middle school and to close Red Cedar by 2016. Those things will still happen.
Anything new with the Lansing School District and their efforts to not only get a full-time superintendent in, but to find resolution for their money woes, which include the possibility of one of the high schools closing?
Well, last night the Lansing had a meeting talking with people about what they would like to see in a new superintendent. Tonight they are expected to approve contract with the interim superintendent, Yvonne Kamal Kanul, who is, as you may know, a longtime district administrator who has been doing consulting work in recent years and has also worked for the State Department of Education. She will serve through at least June 30th while they are searching for a new superintendent, and they'll be discussing the nature of the superintendent search at tomorrow's board meeting also. Tonight's board meeting. Yikes.
Mr. T.C. Wallace has been hard to find lately. Have you seen him?
I did not. I have not seen him this week, and my understanding is that as of today, he is no longer in the district.
You know, we've sent some calls out to him and some emails and haven't gotten any responses, so we had anticipated that. All right, Kathleen. Well, it looks like, you know what, if I had to sit you down and bet you a cup of coffee, and a high school was to close, which one do you think it would be?
That is just too tough of a call. My gut says Eastern, but I don't know what the current plans are. There's several different kind of things going on under the current where they are hoping that they might be able to pull some things together. So I guess we have to see what happens in the next few weeks here.
You know, that would make the most sense because if they did do that, that land becomes pretty valuable. Sparrow's right there. They're always looking to expand, it seems, and they keep the field house and perhaps parking for the field house and just move forward. It'll be interesting.
Well, that is, I think a lot of people see that as very logical. So we'll see what the school board thinks.
All right, Kathleen, thanks so much for your time this morning. Get those kids off to school.
All right. Take care, Tony.